This is the Montana News Network's Talk Back. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
The views and opinions expressed on Talk Back are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome. It is the Wednesday, May the 6th edition of Talk Back, and we're glad to have you along this morning. I'm Peter Christian. Nick Christensen is right over there. Good morning, Mr. Nick.
Good morning.
Hey, big day yesterday for school elections. We have some results here. Here's what happened. First of all, and the thing is going to cost you money. These are the General Fund Missoula High School levies. It passed by about 3 percentage points, 15,279 to 14,439. The general fund levy for Missoula was 58% for and 41% against. In Lolo, unfortunately, it went down big time. 66% voted against for the mill levy in Lolo, and 32% voted for. And looking at Bonner, my friend Jim Howard is happy this morning. He's the Bonner School Superintendent. They just narrowly eked out a victory in the mill levy for Bonner School, 50% to 49%. So that was a big victory for the folks out in Bonner School. Looking at what's happening at Seeley Lake right now, the levy passed 52 to 45% in Bonner. The safety mill levy didn't do so well, though, 54% against and 44% for. The general fund mill levy for Frenchtown also failed, 57% to 41%. And Missoula Rural Fire District, it won 54% to 45%. So, in case you're wondering about the actual mill levy results from yesterday, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, the phone lines are open. If you would like to comment on what happened yesterday during the school mill levy elections, give us a call at 406-721-1290, and we would love to hear from you this morning. So, there you go. And we have special guests coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe at 8:30 this morning, we're going to have David Beatty joining us. And David is a Republican. He has four terms in the Montana legislature. He's now running for the Montana Senate in District 43. He'll be with us. And then Christy Jacobson, our current Secretary of State, is running for the Montana Western Congressional seat. She'll be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. So lots going on, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, though, it is open phone. So if there's something on your mind, we would love to hear from you at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So, Nick, any thoughts at all about what's going on with the mill levy elections? It was here and now it's gone.
Yeah, no, not surprised. I mean, especially here in Missoula, I mean, pretty much every school levy that comes by gets voted for. I think the first one in a long time, I don't know if it was last year, the year before, I think one of the high school ones didn't pass. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, Missoula sees a levy and they say, yeah, go ahead, no worries.
They're very generous, let's put it this way. And I know that there are a lot of people like myself. I have never, and I maintain this, I have never voted to raise my own taxes for any reason. And I know there are plenty of people who are not like me who are glad to fund all these things, and that's fine. And, of course, I'll be paying my fair share just like everybody else. So that's just my philosophy. So, anyway.
Yeah, and they just add up, right? I mean, you know, when I first started this job, you know, I didn't even know really what a levy was. I was just, you know, in college and
right.
Fresh out of college and, you know, heard and like, yeah, what's $2 and what's, you know, $3 here? And then you're like, okay, well, you add that with that and this and this and it adds up. But, you know, it's all about what you prioritize. You know, roads are important and schools are important and law enforcement and firefighting. And so it's tough because then they pull on your heartstrings a little bit too when these levies come up. So
and I will tell you, if you remember, a couple of years ago we had the folks from the fire department here. They had a huge, I think it was a $7 million per year fire levy, and so they passed it, and Missoula passed it. So way to go to take care of your safety. We're going to come right back with more talk. Montana weather.
Dennis Bragg with your latest weather. Sunny and warmer for the next couple of days as highs get back into the low 70s, even the mid 70s. For some of the valley locations like the Veteroute, it's May, so light winds through the afternoons. There will be some passing clouds Wednesday evening that might kick off some isolated showers with lows in the 40s. A few clouds return Thursday night, and right now at least, Friday looks to be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Saturday brings a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of rain in the afternoon, then more sun to finish the weekend.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Talk Back, everybody, for this Wednesday, May 6th. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning and producing Talk Back. And it is open phones right now. Let's go get Mariah on the line. Mariah, good morning. Thanks for calling Talk Back.
Hello. Hey, you know, you guys run a commercial where the teachers are saying they're paying $500 a year to help out their students and buy stuff. We pay our taxes. Why are they not funding the school supplies? And I've heard people that have kids say they have to buy papers and all sorts of stuff for their kids instead of and stuff to that should be school supplied.
Well, I wish I had the answer to that for you.
But you know the commercial.
Right.
You hear it, you guys play it all the time. So what is the powers that be doing with all that money?
Well, a lot of the money goes to salaries and benefits, and because to become a teacher in Montana, it's a highly coveted spot. As you gain tenure, your pay increases, and so that's how that works. And we want to have quality people teaching our children, so we pay them.
Well, how can they teach them if they don't have the tools? That's what I'm trying to say. And we're paying that for that stuff in taxes, not just their salaries right. And the other people that aren't teachers and the maintenance and all of that. But how come the teachers are having to buy school supplies?
That's a very good question.
So whatever they make in an increase in their salary, they're spending back into the school
rather than spending it for school supplies. Is that what you're saying?
Or just keeping their own money?
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have another thing, a correction for you.
Okay.
The capital of Washington is not in Seattle. It is in Olympia, Washington. And I know that because that's where I grew up.
Did I say the capital was in Seattle?
Seattle saw a bright light streak over, and then you go, and the capital, they saw at the capital in Seattle. Okay. It's not Seattle. It's Olympia, Washington.
Well, thank you for the correction. We appreciate that.
All right. You guys have a great day. It's beautiful.
Thank you for the... Where are you calling from, ma'am?
We're on to Sandy.
Sandy, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. This is Sandy, and I just wanted to let all the renters know that
if you vote for a levy, then your rent will go up. When I heard the news this morning that all of Missoula levies passed, that I was told my husband, great, now our rent's going to go up. Because the landlords are not going to eat that. I say that with every levy. Missoula fails to, I guess, let a levy fail. They just love seeing their taxes go up. Like with the crisis services bill levy, they used your tax dollars. The city of Missoula uses our tax dollars to promote that levy, which is against Montana code annotated. And I did make a complaint to the COPP with that. But they always come up with us with the crisis services bill levy. They come with us with the fire levy. Every other year, it seems, with the school levies. And we can donate individually to your own, to your kids' school if they need stuff for the classroom. Like my kids in elementary school, I've donated for the playground. I've donated for this cool, like, Gosling unit for my kids' elementary school. And there are private grants available as well. Like Hawthorne Elementary just got a $25,000 grant from First Interstate Bank.
Right.
From a private entity, not from the government. So money exists in the private realm. And we can just, you know, ask for private donations instead of forcibly taking out of our own pocket. I'm very frustrated about this. I can finally move out of my own ward. I can finally move somewhere affordable, except, you know, houses aren't affordable. So that's just a whole other rant I can go on. But I just wanted to remind renters out there that, you know, please, please, please take it really consideration to not vote in every single levy.
All right. Sandy, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice, ma'am. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Oh, you have a great day. Appreciate it. All right. Dave is standing by. Dave, good morning. Welcome to Open Phones on Talkback. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I had heard a story here. You know, the last time Frenchtown passed the mill levy, I think it was 2015, about 10 years ago. And there is a rumor going around that you know, since they're not getting the mill levies passed anymore, that there is talk of cutting back on sports to save the money for education. And I have to agree with it. If they don't, education should come before sports. So I think that's, they're coming to that point here shortly.
You know, I've made this point before. Years ago, before there was school equalization, those of you who are old, remember when school equalization came in, the various school districts basically took from their own communities. And Frenchtown, with the mill that was operating, a very, very wealthy area at the time. And so the Frenchtown school districts got the best of everything, the best football fields, basketball courts, you name it. But when school equalization came in, they put all that money into one pot and then distributed it to all the schools. And so all the schools who were prospering kind of had to pare things back, and those who were poverty stricken were able to, you know, get more stuff.
Yeah, oh, I agree. And you know, it's been a long time. You know, at one point, Frenchtown was a, you know, like you say, everyone wanted to go there, but they've had a boiler blow up that destroyed their gymnasium floor, and there's been expenses along the way that's just not covered, and it's, you know, it's either put up or be quiet about it. Sports may have to go away, you know, to pay for education.
All right. Well, Dave, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
We appreciate it. And it is open phones, by the way, and the number 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Again, remember, at 8:30, we'll be talking with David Beatty. He's a Republican, served four terms in the Montana legislature. He's going to be joining us. And then Christy Jacobson, who is Montana's current Secretary of State, running for a congressional seat. So we'll have all that coming up here on Talk Back. We hope you'll stay with us here on KGVO.
Hey, it's Denise with AM.
With KGRZ Sports, here's your sports update. Brought to you by Campbell Kia of Missoula. New and pre-owned vehicles at a no-pressure buying experience. Located off Expressway and online at CampbellKia.com. Here's a
Grizzly softball team is moving on to today. They remain alive after a win over the Portland State Vikings yesterday in the Big Sky Conference softball tournament. Final score, 9-3. Grizzly starting pitcher Kara Sweet pitched a complete game. Grace Lopez and JoJo Christians each had home runs. It's the first time since 2021 that the Grizzlies have racked up multiple postseason wins in one tournament. The Grizzlies will move on and get Northern Colorado today at noon. Northern Colorado blasted Weber State yesterday 12-3 in a five-inning victory. NBA playoffs from last night. It was the Thunder over the Lakers. OKC goes up 1-0. And it was the Pistons over the Cavaliers. Same thing. They go up 1-0. Coming up tonight, it is Wolves, Spurs, and 76ers, Knicks. That's a look at sports. I'm Ace Sauerland.
Welcome back to Talk Back, everybody. It's open phones right now, and George is waiting on the line. George, good morning, sir, and thanks for holding through the break. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. Let's see, if some people listening to this program would know that, you know, my first vote, I voted for Reagan, Ronald Reagan, and I kind of wish he were around.
Me too.
I think he had a few things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Few things to say. I listened to a little interview yesterday. Graham Plattner in Maine. He's running for, I guess, Senate in Maine. And he was interviewing a three-time Trump voter, or they were interviewing each other, having a conversation. And I thought, you know, I think there's some similarities between Maine and Montana. And just listening to this rural guy speak with this guy running for Senate, is running on the Democratic ticket. He's a military. He's over in Iraq and Afghanistan, and seemed to know his community, and he also knows a bit of the way the world works. And I recommend people look at a Graham Plattner interviewing a three-time Trump voter, and this Trump voter had enough. He just thought, you know, I voted for him three times, and he's not taking the country where I thought he was going to take it, and I'm giving up. And it was kind of interesting to hear that from this person. You know, I think Trump is an amateur when it comes to foreign policy. I think he's surrounded by amateurs, and I think we're paying for the chaos, and we're going to be paying for that chaos for quite a while.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, so that's that. I got more I could say, but...
Thank you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. All right, let's get Frank on the line next. Frank, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. My question is, when is the appropriate age for the genesis of political reasoning begin? It's not 7 years old, but some, like in canon law, where Christians and Catholics believe seven is when reasoning starts, but really, what is an appropriate audience anymore? It used to be general audiences only on the movie screens. Now it comes up appropriate audiences only. So who is appropriate in politics? Who's to define what is appropriate reasoning?
That is a very very good question, and I wish I knew the answer. Nick, any thoughts on your end?
I was on the phone.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Let's move along and get Jeff on the line. Jeff, good morning, sir. You are on TalkBack. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Montana. Regarding Graham Plattner in Maine, he had a Nazi skull tattooed on his chest.
Wow.
He comes from a wealthy family. He purports to be an oyster farmer, but he went to posh schools. He is a poser, and he needs to be defeated. He's another one of these people who pretends to be something he's not. But the reason I called this morning, Peter, is that I read yesterday that more than 3 million people have been taken off federal food aid. The requirements have changed to 64 instead of 54. And here's the key point. The new rules ended eligibility for illegal aliens. So
I would favor that. Yeah, absolutely.
So when the federal government stopped allowing illegal aliens to get
federal food aid, SNAP, all of a sudden 3 million people went off the rolls. And now I suspect it's going to get even higher. And like you, I have, well, maybe slightly unlike you, I have seldom voted for a tax increase. Like you, I don't want to raise my own taxes.
Right.
Well, I guess other people are willing to raise my taxes more than me. I just had an exception to that policy up here in Lake County in the fabulous Missions, because our rural fire department needed more money for engines and equipment and stuff. And being close to the people and knowing what they actually do need, I voted to raise my taxes $70 a year so that they can get new equipment and new engines. So barring that, yeah. And I did that because it's not something that's frivolous. It's essential. You know, as we enter another fire season, and we've already had some pretty significant fires here in Montana, I consider that a key role of government is to protect us, protect our structure, protect our houses, protect our investments. And so $70 extra a year for better fire protection is something I'm willing to pay. But the school systems are all bloated. I worked for General Chuck Horner, the guy who ran the air war in the first Gulf War. And I'll never forget one of his quotes when he was at headquarters. He said, "I would cut the headquarters staff by 40%, but I don't think I could stand the increase in productivity." And I think that goes for all the school districts across the state.
All right. Jeff, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice. Thank you so much for your call. We're going to take a quick break here in just a moment. Phone lines are open and free. It's at 406-721-1290 for another few minutes. But we have a special guest coming up. David Beatty is going to be joining us here in the studio right after this quick time out. So please join us for David Beatty. He'll be here soon.
Before you get... Dennis Bragg with your latest weather. Sunny and warmer for the next couple of days as highs get back into the low 70s, even the mid 70s. For some of the valley locations like the Bitterroot, it's May, so light winds through the afternoons. There will be some passing clouds Wednesday evening that might kick off some isolated showers with lows in the 40s. A few clouds return Thursday night, and right now at least, Friday looks to be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Saturday brings a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of rain in the afternoon, then more sun to finish the weekend.
Suck it up.
It's not a big deal.
Snap out.
Just get over it.
We've all heard it, but if you're experiencing extreme stress, it's not just in your head. It can affect your entire body, because toxic stress can hurt us physically without us even knowing it. If you've lost a job, worry about your next meal, or have trouble making it through the day, if you're feeling the effects of stress, we can help. Text STRESS to 211-211 to find a solution.
You've been diagnosed with COPD, but breathing is getting harder. Everyday activities take more effort, and life feels smaller. Is this you? If your COPD is getting worse, there are options to help you breathe easier. Learn more at isthisyoucopd.org.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. Good to have you along this morning on this Wednesday. We have special guest in the studio. David Beatty is a Republican who served four terms in the Montana legislature, and now you're running for the Montana Senate. So, David, first of all, welcome to Talk Back.
Well, thank you, Peter, and it's great to have this opportunity to talk to your audience. I know you reach to an awful lot of people. I listen every time I'm driving in the car.
Well, we have an even larger audience now, whether we're statewide, so yeah. So please, you're about to talk about your career a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'll just give you my brief history. I was born and raised in Hamilton, and I spent 30 years in the Army, and at the end of 30 years, it was Colonel Beatty, thank you for your service, go home. So I did. I returned to Hamilton, and that's where I've lived ever since. I was on the school board for about 9 years, and after that, I ran for the Montana House of Representatives to represent Hamilton in the Grandsdale area. And I'm, as you mentioned earlier, I'm finishing my eighth year of that. And I, to be honest with you, Peter, I planned on retiring at the end of 8 years of service in the legislature, other things to do in life besides politics. But I'm deeply concerned about the direction that politics are taking in the state. The hyperpartisanship, the dysfunction you see in Congress, the evident dysfunction you see in Congress is starting to percolate down into our legislature. We see Republicans and Democrats more and more coming to the legislature more anxious to pitch rocks at each other and have fights than to get work done. And I've been knocking on doors since about the 7th of January, talking to my constituents throughout the southern half of the Bitterroot Valley. And a couple of messages come through loud and clear. One is they expect their legislators to go to Helena to get work done, not to participate in childish food fights. They are deeply disturbed, concerned about the growing hyperpartisanship across the country and here. They expect us to get together and get things done. And the other thing that's appalling to people that I talk to universally, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents, is the notion that our political parties now are demanding absolute loyalty to the party. I mean, in my case, 2 years ago, there was a demand made on me that I raise my hand and swear an oath of allegiance to the Montana Republican Party.
Really?
Yes, I've been a Republican all my life. I'll call myself a Reagan Republican because President Reagan became president about 2 years into my 30-year Army career. But what we are seeing now are more and more calls on both sides of the aisle for absolute ideological conformity. And this gets in the way of serving the interests of people. And if you want to get someone who predicted this particular malady in our politics, just go to Washington's farewell address and see what he has to say about the pernicious effect of political parties. Our political parties worked well when they were big tent parties, such as when Reagan was president and Tip O'Neill was the Speaker of the House. Any Montanan, any American could find a place in either one of those parties. And at where we are right now is most people in the middle, most independents don't have a home in either party.
But didn't Reagan and O'Neill have lunch on a regular basis?
Yes. The story is they came at it hard. They were from different. They were principled men.
Right.
Representing broad parties. They went at it, and at the end of the day, it was cocktails and dinner. And, you know, some people would say, well, that's a long time ago. We can't have that back. And my response to that is, if we don't get that back, I think we're doomed. And so the reason that I decided to run is to push back against the transformation of the Republican Party into something that would be unrecognizable to Reagan, a narrow ideological party where everyone is expected to toe the line and to vote as they're instructed by whoever deems themselves to be the so-called party boss.
So what's the future of party politics? I mean, you want to be associated with one party or the other, or just be an independent?
You know, I think... I don't know what's in the future exactly, but I'll say that as it stands now, the action is in one party or the other. And as I said earlier, I think most people are effectively left out by both parties. And so my attempt is going to be to try to pull my party back from the brink. I try to restore the big tent mentality that was so effective. And I do have Democrat colleagues across the aisle who are intimidated quite regularly by their own party bosses. I mean, this is a bipartisan problem we have here. And if I return to the Senate, I will work hard to encourage my Democrat friends to seek to broaden their party as well so we can get back to a functioning party system that serves the interests of all Montanans.
Fantastic. And we are coming up against a commercial break here, but we would love to have, first of all, Skip is waiting to visit with you, and that we have several other phone lines that are open at 406-721-1290. And again, talk back. David Beatty will be with us until 9 o'clock this morning. So if you have a question or a comment, especially if you live in the Bitterroot Valley, be sure and give us a call right now at 406-721-1290. We'll be right back after this.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Women experience unique life stages such as pregnancy or menopause
that can increase their risk of developing cardiovascular disease over the course of their lifetime.
But here's the good news. Women have the best resource.
We have each other.
Visit goredforwomen.org today to learn more.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. Our special guest in the studio, David Beatty, is a Republican, served 4 terms in the Montana legislature and now running for the Montana Senate. And we have Skip waiting to visit with you. So, Skip, good morning. You're on with David.
Well, thank you, Peter. And good morning, David. It's nice that you could actually come up and talk in the studio. And I'll just say this quickly, that if you live in the southern part of the Bitterroot Valley, that would be 43 on your ballot for senator. You should feel blessed that somebody like David Beatty is running for Senate after serving 4 terms as a representative in our state legislature. David, you left out a couple of things that people should really know about you, like being a professor at the War College at West Point. And then another one, like you're doing right now, you run over to Helena and have meetings that are one of the most important interim committees that we have, which is the 10-year study on finance in our school systems all over the state of Montana. If you ever want to explain that, I've watched them on TV, and they can be pretty dynamic and very important for the future of what happens in this state. So meanwhile, I just thought I'd ask you about something so you could take off with it and tell us. On the TV and in the mail, these ridiculous, especially in the mail, are ridiculous cards that come that you can't even burn in your fireplace because the ink is poisonous. All this stuff that's out there by these groups that I would suggest are just mad because they can't control you. That's what it seems to be all about, because you won't take orders from the party first, like ahead of God and family and everybody else. So please tell us what we should look out for. And people in the southern part of the Bitterroot, when you see David Beatty's name on a ballot, you better vote for him for your own good, for the future of this county. Thank you, David.
Wow. I think we don't all go home now. Go ahead, David, please.
Well, let's see. I should have been taking notes, but thank you, Skip, for the questions. First of all, for the school funding interim commission, we're still working on that and are going to meet again throughout the summer. So I think it's premature for me to comment on that specifically, but perhaps I can come back on this radio show sometime in the early fall and talk about what it is that we found as that commission went at work. And you are correct. I did spend about half of my military career as a professor at West Point. The Army repurposed me after the Persian Gulf War. Before that, I was a combat engineer, which for those of you who know what that means, it's like an infantryman with fewer weapons.
And you get to look for mines.
Yes, yeah. You get to look for them. You put them in, you take them out. Neither one of those, or both of those, I should say, are exciting operations if you have to do it. Now, with respect to the mailers and the TV ads you've seen, I think this indicates the part of the problem that I referred to earlier, and that is the hyper-partisanship we're seeing in the state. You know, myself and large number of other candidates have been subjected to a barrage of negative advertising ever since October, and in some cases even before then, coming from out-of-state entities like Americans for Prosperity. Uniformly negative, and I will say here on the air, gross distortions of my record and the record of others, and in some cases, absolute lies. The most recent, I think that what you're referring to is most recently there were a series of postcards coming out. I got 4 of them over the course of 5 days from one entity, and that those postcards were suggesting that I supported the transgender movement. And there's a TV ad being run by the same organization that suggests that I support surgical modification of children in the interest of the transgender movement. I will tell you that these are categorically lies. And now this is what you'll find interesting, though. The proof of this is House Bill 9, as they say. House Bill 9 is a bill that comes up every year. It's a grant program that's been in place since 1979, funded with coal severance tax money that provides $10,000 to $20,000 grants to museums, playhouses, and that sort of thing. If you look at House Bill 9, you will find no mention of DEI, wokeness, or of transgenderism. These are operational grants that go to these entities. The purposes that they put them to, or the purposes they put their budgets to, is not known at that time. The majority of Republicans on key votes in 2023 and in 2025, the 2 years cited, voted for the bills. So if not all of them have been implicated in this, it's interesting that I've been picked out for attack. The other interesting thing to know is that former Senator Dan Bartel, the treasurer of the PAC that runs this, was serving in the legislature in 2023, and he voted for the bills as well. I think you can see that there's something fishy going on. And but I understand the political tactic here. Tell enough lies to enough people enough times and you win elections. And that's precisely what Dan Bartel and his PAC is doing. And I see that a national PAC is starting to pick up on that same theme as well. For Republican primary voters, this is a hot button issue. And so from just a purely political standpoint, this is a brilliant move. But it's also absolutely dishonest. And it's the sort of thing that's going to ruin politics in our state. I encourage people to look carefully at the mailers that they receive over the next few weeks and check the assertions made out for yourself.
What can the rank and file, we've got about a minute and a half for here before we take a break. What can the rank and file Republicans do to respond to this and say, hey, let's knock this off?
Well, I think what's interesting is we have a gigantic rift within the party itself. The Montana GOP, as you probably know, has rebuked a number of us for allegedly collaborating with leftist billionaires that are funneling billions or millions of dollars into the state. I will say up front, I haven't seen the money yet. But rank and file Republicans, the problem is we have a divide in the party between those that seek to have an ideological pure party, and those people run the state party headquarters right now. They expect allegiance to the party. And then we have old-fashioned Republican, traditional conservative Republicans like myself. They would like to eliminate us and basically redefine the Republican Party. I don't go along with them.
So you would find yourself to be a man without a party if some things happen.
Which I believe, for me personally, yes. They say that if I don't agree with them, I must be a Democrat. That's nonsense.
All right, we're going to come right back. We would love some more phone calls for David Beatty. He's here to answer your calls. He's only going to be here till 9. So give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. David is currently running for the Senate District 43. And so we are thrilled to have him here. We'd love to hear from you as well when we return from this quick timeout. So please give us a call.
You've just had an act.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along on this Wednesday edition of Talk Back. Our special guest in the studio until 9 o'clock this morning is David Beatty, a Republican candidate for Senate District 43. And Jeff is waiting on the line to talk with you. Jeff, go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, all. Good morning, Montana. David, I love how you come on and portray yourself as a victim after you betrayed the party. The Republican Party last session was completely betrayed by the Senate and aided by Lou Jones and his cadre of what I call rhinocrats in the House. Before this session even started, they colluded, and I use that word deliberately, colluded to form an effective Democratic majority in the Senate. And Lou Jones aided them. And by calling yourself a moderate Republican and pretending to be one, you join the ranks of people like Linda Rexton up here, who the agents, I don't
I don't remember you mentioning them. I will. Americans for Prosperity, led by Jesse Ramos here in Western Montana, is one of the people who are running these, who ahead of the organization who are running these ads. And he is a true conservative. He has served as a true conservative. And you're pretending to be one here and posturing yourself as this middle of the road guy rather than somebody who's willing to sell out the people who elect him, just beggars belief. I'm sorry. I just can't support it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jeff. David, your response.
Well, Jeff, I think you and I see the world completely differently. I've been a Republican all my life. I voted with Republican majority 91% of my time, of the time over my 4 years in or four terms in the House. The average for a member of the House of Representatives is 90%. So to characterize me as something that's not a Republican, I think is ridiculous. Jesse Ramos is running an organization that is completely detached from the truth. And you, all you have to do is take a look at the advertising that they have directed towards me and others. And you will certainly, even-minded person will easily detect that what he is doing is in the service of lies and in the service of purging the party of people that won't walk a party line that apparently you subscribe to. Now, you're free to do that, but to characterize Rexton or Jones or me as traitors, I think, indicates a deep problem with the Republic, within the Republican Party. And frankly, sir, based upon what I hear from my constituents, their view of the world is at odds with yours.
Whatever happened to the Big Tent Party?
Well, I think what's happened to the Big Tent is we have people that are running the Montana Republican Party now, starting with the chairman of the party, who have rejected that idea and believe that constant war with the other side is the way to go forward. This is this will be disastrous for the party. It'll be disastrous for the state. I want to walk this party back from being something that is unrecognizable, as I said earlier, to Lincoln and Reagan.
We've got about 2 minutes left in our time together. I want to give you this opportunity to talk with the folks in your district, because we're statewide now. You're talking to them. Give us the reason why we should vote for you.
Well, I think if you take a look at my voting record, you will see that I am one of the most effective legislators in the House in terms of getting bills passed into law. I've done work in election security. I've done work to increase opportunities for career and technical education. I've done work to improve the financial stability of our hospitals, and particularly I've done work in the broader education arena. But I think the main reason to support me is to support my effort to return the Montana Republican Party to be in a big tent party. There's much more at stake here for the Republican Party, but more importantly for the state of Montana. If we do not return to big tent parties on both sides of the aisle, we are not going to be governing ourselves in the best interest of the state, and I don't see how that works well in the future.
How will you be able to help that happen?
Well, you know, part of it is just being willing to defy what the party demands that I do. I think that's the most important thing. I think the other thing is to actively work to reach across the aisle and to energize moderate Democrats to do the same thing in their party. It's going to be a long game. We have gotten ourselves into a deep problem here. The divisiveness in this country, the rank hatred, and the prioritization of politics over being a good neighbor is going to take a long time for us to reel back. But I'll tell you one thing for sure: if we let it go as it is now, it's not going to end well for any of us.
How can people support you real quickly?
Well, I think the best thing to do is, if I see you at the door, that's great. But the best thing to do is to share, if you agree with me, then to share that with your friends. There has been a propaganda campaign orchestrated by AFP and Art Wittig at the state party headquarters and others to destroy my reputation and that of others. We need to counteract that with the truth.
David Beattie, it's good to have you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Looking ahead to to the next hour. We're going to be talking with Christy Jacobson, who's the current Montana Secretary of State. She's running for Congress. We'll be talking with her as well in the next hour. I'm, of course, taking your phone calls as well at 406-721-1290. That's 406-721-1290. Peter Christian here with Mr. Nick Christensen, encouraging you to stay with us. We have another hour of talk back standing by, so please feel free to give us a call and talk with Christy Jacobson in the next hour. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. We are back on. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Talk Back. Hour number two is underway on this Wednesday, May the 6th. And I, Peter Christian, Mr. Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls, producing Talk Back this morning. And we are shifting over to the phone, and we're going to be talking with Christy Jacobson, Montana's current Secretary of State, and running now for the Montana Western Congressional seat. So, Christy, good morning, and welcome back to Talk Back, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. Happy to be here.
All right. So for those who don't know, you have been very active in politics for quite a while, and you've been Montana's Secretary of State. And so tell us a little bit more about your career, if you would, and yourself.
Well, Christy Jacobson, honored to serve as Montana Secretary of State. I ran in 2020, and I won by the largest margin of any other candidate on the ballot in 2020. I had a competitive six-way primary. And at that time, I promised to the voters of Montana to secure our elections and partner with the business community, downsize government, and on the land board to the pro-natural resource development to fund our public schools. And I delivered on all of those promises. And when I ran in 2024, Montanans knew that I was a woman of my word and that I delivered on what I promised. And I once again won by the largest margin of any other candidate in the ballot. So I'm a proven leader and I get things done. And I'm a woman of my word. And just on the just a little bit about myself, I was born and raised in Helena, graduated from Capitol High School, earned my bachelor's degree from Carroll College, my master's degree from University of Montana. And my husband and I raised our five kids here in Montana. We have a graduate of U of M Law School, MSU in Construction Engineering,
wow.
Montana Tech in Petroleum Engineering, and total we have four engineers and an attorney. So just super proud of the kids that we've raised, and we're empty nesters now, and I'm running for Congress and hope to earn support from all Montanans in the Western Congressional District.
And I will bet that people who have just heard that would say, what kind of vitamins is she taking? Because I want some.
Well, it's, yeah, I'm very much a proud mom.
Well, you bet. I tell you what, we are, do we have time to take a call?
We can get Skip's question.
Let's get Skip's question real quick. Skip, good morning. You're on with Christy Jacobson. Go ahead, please.
Is that me, Peter? Did you just say Skip?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You got a minute, Skip.
One minute.
I mean, I'm just having to sit down hearing all what Christy just said about her life experience, and it's like, how did you get all that done? You're only 37, and so I'm thinking that's amazing, Peter. You were right. How people are just amazed. So, Christy, I got to tell you, when you get elected to go to Washington, D.C., I think one of your skills that I've watched over the years is your ability to surround yourself with people who are very expert at whatever their specific job is. I've always appreciated that. And so one of the things that we're starting to see nationally is problems with election integrity and things like redistricting. The things that you've learned here in Montana, are you going to be able to voice those if you go to Washington, D.C., so that we can because of the way that you handle things, like election integrity. You're going to be able to help us out at the national level.
I'll tell you what,
Thank you, ma'am. What
we're going to do is we're up against a hard break here in just a few seconds. So hang on to that question, Christy, and we'll have you answer it when we come back. Phone lines are open for Christy Jacobson. If you'd like to visit with her, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Thanks for joining us on TalkBack. We'll be right back after this.
Cold and flu.
Dennis Bragg with your latest weather. Sunny and warmer for the next couple of days as highs get back into the low 70s, even the mid 70s. For some of the valley locations like the Bitterroot, it's May, so light winds through the afternoons. There will be some passing clouds Wednesday evening that might kick off some isolated showers with lows in the 40s. A few clouds return Thursday night, and right now at least, Friday looks to be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Saturday brings a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of rain in the afternoon, then more sun to finish the weekend.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to TalkBack. 721-1290, 406-721-1290 is our number all across the state of Montana for TalkBack. Our guest on the phone is the current Secretary of State for the state of Montana, Christy Jacobson, also running for the Western Congressional seat. That's one of the reasons why she's here today. And let's get, we have a caller waiting.
We have Skip's question.
Oh, yes, Skip's question before we start, please. Go ahead.
Skip. Hi, Skip. It's good to hear from you again. I remember Skip from a few weeks back. I was at the Pachyderm in Ravalli County, and he asked me what differentiates me from the other candidates. And I had answered his question that day at the Pachyderm in Ravalli County that my record speaks for itself. I have delivered on two statewide elections, earning more votes than any other candidate on the ballot, including Trump, and just delivering for the voters of Montana my promises to secure our elections, partner with the business community, downsize government, eliminate fees, reduce new business filing fees in half, lowering the number of government employees in my office, saving businesses money, pro-natural resource development. So just a little recap of that question that he had asked me that day. And another great question today, Skip, and I appreciate it. When it comes to election integrity, there is no other candidate that is better than I am to that I've already delivered here in the state. And we'll take that at the national level to secure our elections. Here in Montana, as you all know, we have an election underway right now. I am leading that election in addition to running for office. And we have absentee ballots going out on Friday. And just a reminder of some of the huge election wins that we have in the state under my leadership is voter ID and making sure that non-citizens are not on our voter rolls and they're not voting in our elections. And just some further wins, we have federal registration that will end at noon on election day. So just tightening up so folks aren't standing in line until 4 a.m. and we're waiting for results until later in the week that we're actually, the election is done on election day and we're able to count those votes and let folks know who our new leaders are. So that's just super important. We now have registration that is open on the Saturday before the election. That's a huge win for the people that work all day or whatever they have going on in the week, that Saturday is now available before election day to register to vote if you're not registered to vote or if you need to change or update your address to be able to vote. And then just another little reminder that we have birth year, if you're voting absentee, that on your ballot that you write your birth year, just to make sure that our county election officials are able to quickly know who that vote belongs to and get it processed. So there is not a better candidate in all of Congress that will be able to go to Congress at the national level and talk about best practices and what all states need to do to be the model for election integrity. And like I said, those are all, you know, accomplishments. It took time. It's been 6 years, but voter ID, non-citizen voting, those are nonpartisan issues. I think most Montanans wanted that to be implemented here in Montana, and I've done that. So just super appreciate your great questions, Skip, and ready to serve.
All right. Well, we do have another caller on the line. This is Harry. Harry, good morning. You're on with Christy Jacobson. What's your question, please?
Yeah, good morning, Christy. Yeah, if you do make it back to the D.C., whatever party wins, it's going to be probably a slim majority. So can you see yourself being able to compromise? Because to get anything done, you're going to have to compromise. And we'd like to say whatever side wins the majority. And also, this legislature that's in there now seems to think that they're just a rubber stamp for the executive branch. So can you see yourself being able to push back against the executive branch, even though if you agree with what they're doing, but they are not following the law or the Constitution? Can you say, hey, this is a Congress's job. You have to go through us.
Yeah, great question, Harry. Great questions, Harry, and I appreciate both of those. The first I want to talk about is I'm a candidate that has not received any PAC money. And so I do not owe favors to anybody. I will vote for what Montanans sent me to Congress to vote on. And I'm very proud of that position. Again, I have no PAC money. I'm not in a cozy relationship with any of the lobbyists. And I will vote for Montanans. And I'm very proud that I don't have any funding from any outside PAC money. And as far as compromising, I mean, as Secretary of State, I've been invited to participate in all policy forming through the legislative process in the last 6 years. And that's how we've been able to deliver on all these great election integrity measures. So that absolutely involves listening and working with the other side. And that's what I've done and I'll continue to do.
You know, I'll tell you, over the years, I've had the opportunity, the pleasure of working with Bradley Seaman, the elections administrator here in Missoula County, and he runs a very tight ship, and I will tell you, when I cover the elections there, things are running pretty smoothly, so you got a winner there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We have a solid elections team under my leadership. I think we really have a solid partnership with all of our election officials across the state. We had a really good training in February where they were all invited to participate and getting them geared up for the midterm election. We hosted it at the New Heritage Center here in Helena. And we had a solid day of getting all on the same page, answering questions, delivering top-notch training to support them to do their job. And we are one solid election team across our state. And I'm so grateful for all of the election officials in every single county for delivering on these elections. It's such important work, and they're all champions. And like I said, we're one solid team.
You got it. And we are up against a hard break. 721-1290 is our number, 406-721-1290. Our guest is Christy Jacobson, current Secretary of State running for Congress. So we'd love to have some calls from you at 406-721-1290.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Search and rescue team scouring a popular area of Glacier National Park for a missing hiker from Florida. He hasn't been seen since Sunday night.
His car was found at Lake McDonald Lodge. Some of the trails in that area are closed. A popular hiking trail in Yellowstone remains closed after a bear attack left two people injured on Monday. The incident happened Monday afternoon on the Mystic Falls Trail. Park officials say two hikers were attacked by one or more bears. There are still some challenging areas where the warmer and often drier weather of 2025-26 is going to present some issues with runoff and even drought this summer, but it's looking better. Leanne Allegretto, National Weather Service hydrologist in Missoula, says the new May report is showing the second run of wetter weather in recent weeks, along with enough cold to rebuild high country snowpack, is looking much better than it did in late winter. Although she says some of the mid-level elevations are already melted out, especially in northwest Montana.
Any elevation that's basically below 6,500 feet has had very little snow. And we know this. If we look up at our mountains, we can tell right away. And then on the flip side, anything above 6,500 feet, especially in the 7,000, 8,000 range, is where we have really good snowpack, above normal snowpack. And that has yet to start melting. In fact, we've just begun to start melting those elevations out.
Hardin school officials taking action against a substitute teacher at the center of a dispute over class discipline. Tracy Taylor has the story.
A substitute teacher in Hardin is no longer in the classroom after an incident now under review by both the school district and local law enforcement. Hardin Public School District says the substitute teacher used disciplinary practices that did not meet district standards. Students reported the situation to staff and the teacher was immediately removed and told not to return. The district has launched an internal investigation and notified families, while the Hardin Police Department and Bighorn County Sheriff's Office are also reviewing what happened. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own vacuum.
You said you'd never stop listening to your music.
Do your happy dance, do your happy dance, yeah.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
You said you'd never give in to demands.
Two kids' meals and a chocolate shake.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. And no amount of time is okay to leave your child in a car by themselves.
Long line today.
Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wednesday, May 6th edition of Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. Our special guest on the phone is the Honorable Christy Jacobson. She's the Montana Secretary of State running for Montana's Western Congressional seat. And we do have folks waiting on the phone to talk with you. So first is Jean from Kalispell. Jean, good morning. You're on with Christy Jacobson. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Christy. I just have a comment, maybe question. You could explain... You are currently our Secretary of State, and you committed to being our Secretary of State, and now you're running for office because you feel that you could serve Montanans better. But I'm wondering how you can justify, and you you can explain, doing two jobs at the same time. You committed to us in Montana to be Secretary of State. We elected you, and now you're running for another office. I don't want things to fall through the cracks. I want you to do your job, whatever you're elected to do.
For sure.
Could you comment on that, please?
Thanks for the call.
Yes, absolutely, Gene. I really appreciate you asking that. That's a very good question. I've delivered on all of my promises for Montana in doing what I said I'm going to do. And so I feel very solid. I've completed the work here at Secretary of State. And this is a smooth running machine. Whoever will be my replacement will, as long as they don't undo all of the good work I've done, which is waiving business filing fees, cutting the fees in half, downsizing government. The last thing I would want to see is somebody coming in and adding more employees after we've just worked so hard to cut the staff in half, finding efficiencies. And absolutely this year, we're going to make sure that the current elections this year are safe and secure. We've got 16-hour days ahead of us and behind us, and I'm doing my job better than ever. So I appreciate that question.
All right. We do have a question from Andy, who's waiting on the phone for you. Andy, good morning. You're on with Christy Jacobson. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Christy. Thanks for taking my call. Election integrity. We never talked about it until Trump thought he was going to lose the election. And now you're talking about trying to secure Montana's elections to be safe and thorough and only by citizens, et cetera. Could you tell me how much fraud has been perpetrated on the state through false voting? People that aren't legally allowed to vote. Could you just give me a percentage of how many votes are illegal?
Thanks, Andy.
Andy, great question, and thank you so much for calling in and your concern on election integrity. And you mentioned that I'm trying to secure our elections. I've actually secured our elections. So the word trying is not appropriate anymore. I've done it. And once again, one too many illegal votes or non-citizens voting is one too many. And when we underwent partnering with the Trump administration to, the question had always been asked, how many non-citizens are on our voter rolls in Montana? And I could never answer that question until the Trump administration came along. Previously under Biden, we had asked many, many, many times to get that information from the Biden administration, and they ignored us. And so I'm just super grateful when Trump was elected and we partnered with the Trump administration to be able to ask that, to be able to respond to that question when folks are asking how many non-citizens are on our voter rolls in Montana. So again, we partnered with the Trump administration. We found 23 non-citizens on our voter rolls. There were only partial amounts of data that were coming to Public Health and Human Services on the deceased information, and we were able to identify 900 deceased records on the voter rolls that we're able to clean up. And then when it comes back to the 23 non-citizens, there were they had voted in over 150 give or take elections. So again, one is too many. There's no room for error on this. We've got to take our elections very seriously. And now I can say that I'm not trying to do that anymore with the Trump administration. We are actually able to do that. And since then, we've reached out to our county partners once again, and they're all of those folks that have voted in those elections, they have due process. And we've handed that information off onto the county level to be able to go from here. So I'm super proud of the work we've done. It's a team effort, not only with our state, but with the Trump administration and our county partners. And we're all working hand in hand just to make sure our voter rolls are clean, that every vote counts. The elections, as you know, are sometimes razor thin. And if we have even one illegal non-citizen voting, that's just totally unacceptable. So again, thank you for your really good question, Andy, and I appreciate your concern on election integrity.
It was probably great to get a shout out from the president when he was here. He mentioned you by name and called out to you.
Yeah, that was such an epic moment for me in 2024. I got to meet President Trump, and I asked him if he would endorse me. And he went out on stage 40 minutes later, wow, looked right at me, pointed at me, and said, I fully support and endorse Secretary Christy Jacobson. She's doing an outstanding job. And it's great to be recognized for that work.
Perfect timing. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
Okay.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds.
innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org. A campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
Being a family caregiver can be rewarding, but it can also be expensive. Search caregiver compensation programs at the AARP Foundation Paid for Care Hub, developed with support from United Healthcare. Visit paidforcare.aarpfoundation.org.
Wednesday edition of Talk Back continues. Peter Christian here with Nick Christensen and, of course, our guest on the phone, Montana's Secretary of State, Christy Jacobson, who's thrown her hat in the ring for the Montana Western Congressional seat. And we have lots of folks waiting on the phone to talk with you, Christy. So Rick is first. He's calling from Ronan. So, Rick, good morning. You're on with Christy Jacobson. Go ahead, please.
Yes, and I'll ask my question as quick as possible. I'm afraid I might lose reception. I use the write-in line often on my ballot because many times the printed names of the candidates do not qualify for my ballot because I view my ballot as an expression of my conscience. I've communicated with your office on why that write-in line was removed on our ballots for this election and in the future, and I've apparently, it was not done by statute, but by administrative rule from your office. I think that's a stretch of rulemaking authority.
Thank you so much for your question.
Yeah,
Rick, I appreciate your question
so
much.
Thanks for the call, Rick.
Great question. So, again, there were so many changes, in every legislative session that in regards to the election. But, one of them was the law regarding the write-in line, and that was something that the legislature passed. Our office implemented, and you do have to file to have a write-in line just for uniformity, consistency. And that is something that is new for this election, and it saves money and time. So it's efficient, and like I said, that is a solid. It's a new law that was passed by the legislature, and if you want that to be reversed or something like that, I would encourage you to speak to your local legislator about that.
Good deal.
If I'm still on, Christy, my research has indicated there was no specific language in any legislation that removed the line. It was done by an administrative rule. So I researched the bills, and it was not removed by statute. It was removed by administrative rule. And I communicated with your attorney, Mr. Fuller, in your office,
and he
gave me that language.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Rick, thank you so much. So, the line is removed if there's no filed write-in. And that just is simply saves money doing that. So if there's no filed write-in, we remove the line for a write-in, and it saves money. So I appreciate that question, and hopefully that answers your concern.
Okay,
thanks, Rick.
You bet. Let's get Brian on the line. Brian, you're on with Christy Jacobson. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Brian, and I have a question, maybe more of a comment, but when it comes to the non-citizen voting, is it more than checking a box? because up until anything changes, all you have to do is check the box and say you are a citizen. So really, you're not documenting whether you're a citizen or not. So in essence, we don't have a true number of non-citizens voting. Am I correct?
You are absolutely. Hi, Brian, first of all, thank you for calling in and thanks for your question. You are absolutely correct on that.
So,
the, yes, there the was courts some don't found. Let us. The courts.
Right, the right. Courts I understand. I understand. Okay. That's what the SAVE Act is about. But so when people say, well, there isn't anybody, not, there is non-citizen. There is no non-citizen voting, and it's already illegal for a non-citizen to vote. The reality is, it isn't illegal because no one had to prove. All they had to do was check the box, and they could say they were a citizen. So there's no proof when you do register to vote. And that's all I was trying to get at.
Right, thanks for the
Brian,
call.
Brian, that's absolutely correct. And the media has been spreading the false narrative on that. So you got it, Brian. You nailed it. Thank you.
All right, so we're trying to get one more call. We have less than a minute. So, by the way, in case you're just joining us, and we are thrilled to have Christy Jacobson joining us on the phone right now. She's the current Montana Secretary of State. She's also running for Montana's Western Congressional seat in the Republican primary. And we definitely want to talk about that before we're all done. And so we hope that you will give us a call. We have several of our phone lines open at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And we're going to get Jeff's call when we come back from the break. And, of course, if you have a question for our Montana Secretary of State, we hope you'll give us a call. Again, that number, 1-800-568-5309 or 406-721-1290. We'll be right back with more after this.
Support for Talk.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org.
Welcome back to Talk Back, and we're thrilled to have Christy Jacobson joining us, Montana's current Secretary of State, running for Montana's Western Congressional seat, which is being vacated. And folks have been waiting on the phone, waiting to visit with you, and Jeff is first. Jeff, good morning. You're on Talk Back with Christy Jacobson. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, Christy. Good morning, Montana. In a crowded Republican field, like, good morning. In a crowded Republican field like we have for the Senate or Congress, I look for discriminators. And so I came across a report that said that beginning of the year that a new audit report by the Legislative Audit Division of our legislature said that ongoing accounting issues at the Montana Secretary of State's office are so problematic.
Yeah.
Financial statements for 2023 cannot be trusted, and those from 2024 can only be trusted with explanation. Tom McGilvery characterized the report as failing.
Great and question, then, Jeff.
Well, can I finish, please? Just one other point. When it came time to testify before the legislative audit committee, you sent a deputy instead of yourself. So,
Good question.
This raises a lot of serious issues in my mind.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Jeff. Good question. And I appreciate you calling in and having the opportunity to talk about the audit. I am absolutely so proud of the way I've run this office. We've had perfect financial audits at the federal level and the state level, which is just unparalleled to other state agencies. We've reduced staff in half, which I can say no other state agency has ever done. Reduced staff in half. We've had efficiencies and savings by going from 4 rent locations to 1. And I've taken all of the savings and the fiscal conservative management leadership and passed those savings on to the businesses in our state by cutting fees in half and completely eliminating so many fees, and then also waiving the annual report filing fee for over 3 years now, and I will make that permanent going into the future. And it saved businesses, our 300,000 businesses, so much money. The audit issue, it was a capitalization of our election system. And we have the deep state here working in the legislative branch who said that our election system should be replaced every 4 years. We disagreed. Our experts disagreed with their experts on an asset, the capitalization of an asset, plain and simple. And at the end of the day, I still stand by our expert over the deep state's analysis of that. But we fixed the little entry, and that's actually a false narrative to say that our financials will not be accurate going forward. And it involved zero cash. It's the capitalization of an asset that was completely exploited in audit committee and by the media. And again, I stand solidly by the way we have been fiscal conservatives in downsizing government, saving businesses more than $20 million. That's real money that I've delivered on in every way. And I can tell you, as a candidate in this congressional race, I understand appropriations and budgeting better than anyone else in this race, and happy and proud to continue to serve in this capacity as your next congressman.
All right, let's get Terry from Great Falls. Terry, thanks for holding, and thanks for calling in from Great Falls this morning. You're on with Christy Jacobson. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to see you take this opportunity, Christy, to let the people know that's listening what exactly is required for picture ID, and then those that do not have picture ID, like a electric bill, that kind of stuff. So the word gets out exactly what you require before you walk into the election office.
A very good question. Thank you.
Yeah. What was your name again?
Terry.
His name is Terry.
Terry. Terry. Okay. Terry, thank you so much. Really good question. So check out our website, voteempty.gov. We've got so many examples out there of what is acceptable. I've done a lot of public service announcements to try and get the word out, to let folks know in advance of what they need to be able to vote in person, and what acceptable forms of ID. And there's just an abundant amount of resources available to get a picture ID to be able to vote. So lots of resources out there. Check out our website, voteempty.gov. Those are, like I said, tons of examples out there. So I appreciate that question, Terry.
Do I have time to get one more call?
We'll get his question, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get his question. Go ahead, please. Well, you're on with Christy Jacobson. Go ahead, please.
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim, go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Christy. Two questions. There was a recent, and I can't remember exactly where it was, a recent vote in the last week or so. I think it was Philadelphia. And it was a simple yes, no, whatever the ballot was for. But the issue was that they analyzed it from a granular detail, meaning they went to each county, or they added up all the precincts' yeses and all the precincts' noes, and the yeses were off 37,000 votes, and the noes were off 67,000 votes. So this two-part question. So what kind of double check does Montana have? The second part is, what's your thoughts on going to paper only ballots?
Okay, really good question, and I can answer those both right now. The double check, we have expanded our post-election audit, just like you do with your financials. So we actually audit what has been tabulated with the actual votes, and we only have paper ballots. We do not have electronic voting here in the state. So those are solidly the gold standards. They're stuff that those both I fought for and support. And that's also what makes our election secure, just in addition to everything else that I talked about today. So great questions, and I appreciate you.
This has been a great hour, and we're going to be wrapping it up here pretty quick. But Christy Jacobson joining us on the phone till 10 o'clock this morning. Phone lines are open at 406-721-1290. When we come back, we'll hopefully get a chance to talk about your work with the land board. We'll do that as well when we come back after this quick timeout. So stay with us. More of Talk Back coming right up.
Treat mom.
Hey, we're back on Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls at 406-721-1290. Our special guest on the phone this hour has been Christy Jacobson, Montana's Secretary of State, running for the Montana Western Congressional seat. And I know one of the most important things that you do, Christy, is you're a member of the Land Board, and a lot of folks don't understand what the Land Board is and what it does. And if you could share that with us.
Yeah, I'd like to share again. I have a proven track record. It's not just talking about what I'm going to do. I've actually delivered, and I've got a solid record to prove that. And in the last 6 years, I've got solid votes supporting oil and gas sales. We've had a record number. They're competitive sales now, which is super. Super awesome and good for making it more competitive, which increases the revenue that is that goes to the public schools, to fund the public schools. Western Montana, I've supported all of the timber projects and sales, a lot of them in Western Montana. And I've expanded and protected hundreds of thousands of acres of public lands. I know that's so important to Montanans, and in particular to the Western region, and super proud of all of those votes. One of the votes that I had was in favor of the Montana Great Outdoors Conservation Easement, and that was 80,000 acres of securing public access in Western Montana. So again, I have a proven track record. It speaks for itself. And pro-natural resource development and all of that is just their votes that I've had on the land board, and super proud of every single one of my votes. So check them out.
All right.
Dave.
Oh, yeah, we have Dave on the line. Dave, good morning. You're on with Christy Jacobson. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say a word of warning. A few years back, I served on federal grand jury duty for a year, and we had a case come in to our court. It was about an individual who had got a hold of a mail-in ballot, and he signed a fake name on it and sent it in. And you don't want to do that. You'll wind up with an FBI agent on your doorstep. So it's not worth the effort. Do not try to add to votes that are not yours.
You bet. That's called voter fraud. But yeah, thanks for the call, Dave. Your response, Christy, please.
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for just that comment. And you're absolutely correct. We will catch you. So don't do it.
All right. So what we like to do is when we get to toward the end of our hour, especially with folks who are running for office, I know you're already the Montana Secretary of State, but you're also running for the Western Congressional seat that's being vacated by Ryan Zinke. So I want to give you the opportunity to take the next few minutes, got about maybe 2.5-3 minutes, to explain why Christy Jacobson should be our vote.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to give a little pitch for why I'm hoping Montana voters will vote for me. And I'm the proven leader. I'm the candidate that has actually delivered on doing what I say I'm going to do. And when I ran in 2020, I promised to secure our elections, to partner with the business community to get to cut red tape, to get regulation out of the way, government fees. And I've done that. I have eliminated fees for businesses. I've cut the new business filing fee in half. I've waived the annual report filing fee for our over 300,000 businesses here in the state. I run the office with solid leadership and fiscal accountability. And we have reduced our staff in half. So while I look around and see the rest of the government growing and being justified and saying, oh, it's in line with inflation, I have actually done the opposite of that. And we have better customer service than we've ever had because we have a solid team of public servants. And we're doing more with less.
I wanted to ask everyone else. Oh, go ahead, please.
Oh, no, everyone else is growing government, and I have actually reduced government, downsized government, lowered the fees for businesses, and I plan to do and take that to Congress. We need to do that at a larger scale.
So if folks want to find out more about you, where can they go? Obviously, I know you have a website and you have email, that sort of thing. If you could share that with us.
Yeah, definitely. So if you have a question that you weren't able to ask today, please reach out to me. It's info@christyjacobson.com. That's info@christyjacobsen.com. And also, if you want to make a contribution to my campaign, you can also find my website and make a contribution to my campaign as well, just to show a grassroots effort that you support what I'm doing and sending the best candidate to Congress to represent all of you. Thank you.
Well, Christy, it's been a delight. Thank you for taking all these calls and sharing your very valuable time with us. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Montana. Bye.
Thank you, Christy. Christy Jacobson. All right. And Mr. Nick, as we look forward to what's coming up on Thursday's fabulous program, what's up?
Yeah, for the full 2 hours on tomorrow, we'll have forestry specialist Dr. Peter Kolb and a horticulturalist, Sandy Perrin. So talk about your garden, trees, anything that's going on. I mean, it's starting to look nice out there, so.
I love it when Peter or Sandy are here because the phone lines just light up. Everybody's got a question or a comment. And from two probably the most knowledgeable people in their fields of employment, Peter and Sandy are just amazing, and we appreciate them being on with us. So we look forward to taking your phone calls tomorrow at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-530.